In the race for the city council in Cotati, George Barrich is a candidate again. We could call you the once and future candidate, I suppose, because you've been down this path before. You left the city council, and now you're trying to get back.
I think experience matters.
So what is it that you're trying to bring to the voters this time?
Well, don't let my smile on my face fool you. I think my town is very much in crisis right now, and I want to bring common sense and fiscal sanity back to Cotati. I'm very much concerned about this ridiculous plan that my opponents and the city council have to put single lane roundabouts in the center of the most busiest thoroughfare in our town. We don't have the money for it. We don't have the political support from the citizens in town for it. And I've been urged to run, reluctantly, I've been urged to run for this office again. I have an extensive website, www.barrich2012.com, that talks about why I'm running, all my qualifications, my voting record, and so on and so forth.
Can we hit the high spots here?
I want to put the town back on track. I think we cannot fix Cotati's problems by reelecting the same people who got us into this mess in the first place. I think Cotati has been spending way beyond its means. It has a problem that it refuses to handle. They cannot get a handle on their finances. I think the budget is very dishonest and misleading. Cotati's business plan right now, Bruce, is that they want to they rely on state and federal grants, basically handouts, to supplement the town's needs. And that's not sustainable. That's not a business plan for success, having your hands out to grants. My opponents are bought and sold politicians. They have their hands out to anybody and everyone for contributions. I have always refused contributions of any kind for my running for political office. They have no fresh ideas whatsoever. We must get Cotati back on track while there's still time to do so. I think Cotati has the worst reputation of being the most business unfriendly town in the county, and that's a fact. We have decades of bad management, overspending, and corruption in town that's legendary, and that's one of the main reasons I'm running. All of my opponents have been AWOL over the last decade, and they should be ashamed of themselves. I don't know how anybody can take them seriously. From the year 2000 to 2010, during the biggest debates and issues that came before Cotati, none of my opponents were at those meetings. None of them stood up for what was right. And now they're running, claiming that they have the qualifications and the leadership to drive the city forward. I think they'll drive it off a cliff.
If you're successful in this campaign, are you making a commitment to serve out the full term?
Absolutely. And I will hold office hours on Monday nights, like I did during my term on office, for walk-ins from 5 o'clock until 8 o'clock at night. I saw many citizens come in and speak to me about how the city was not responsive to their complaints, their needs. I handheld them and walked them through the process, and I will do that again.
How are you going to get along with the rest of the board then?
Well, we get along civilly fine. My mission will be to be as persuasive as I can to get them to see the errors of their ways, not deprogram them, as some people think, but to get them to reach across the aisle to me to be flexible and tolerant. They claim and pride themselves on being tolerant, but they don't practice it. And I want to make sure that they do practice tolerance and the diversity that they claim that they hold so dear.
George Barrich, candidate for the Cotati City Council in the coming election. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB News.